Wednesday. Tomorrow is the monthly Business After 5 get-together the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce has. And hear from the chamber to tell us all about it, Thelma Castile, the president of the chamber. Good morning.
Good morning, Pa.
Along with Joyce Doyle. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning.
Let's see. Valentine's Day is coming up on Friday, isn't it?
It sure is. And today is a beautiful day in the Blue Water area. It's sunshine. It's just going to be like that on Friday as well.
Of course.
Love in the air.
Yeah, always a lot of love here in the in St. Clair County. I think that the Business After 5 in February is always pretty cleverly done. Tell us what's going on tomorrow.
Yeah, it is. It's always an opportunity to showcase some of our businesses mm-hmm. that actually cater to that actual holiday. Mm-hmm. And so we actually are in Fort Gratiot tomorrow night, and I'm going to kick it over to Joyce.
We are at the fabulous Alexander's Jeweler up there by Key Wadden. Mm-hmm. And Hungry Howie's is a sponsor as well, featuring their heart-shaped pizzas.
Always love the heart-shaped pizza.
Oh, I just love. Love is in the air, Thelma. Love, 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 love.
Indeed. Well, it was pretty clever of Jim to have everybody over to Alexander's on the day before Valentine's Day, right?
So if anybody has any last-minute doubts of what they need to do for Valentine's Day, they got a get-out-of-jail-free card by going to the After 5.
There you go. As easy as that. And it's a great networking opportunity, too.
It is. It's super. They set up the inside of the store. And I heard they're going to have a couple games, but a lot of people, meeting a lot of people. It's just, you're silly not to go.
There you go. 5 to 7, easy as that. And mm-hmm. Nice way to kind of get, wind down the week. You know, it's the day before Friday, so everybody's in a generally good mood, right?
Absolutely, because it's a chamber after 5.
Speaking of chamber get-togethers, a week or so ago was the annual meeting, right?
Yes, it was, Paul. We were there to share the successes of 2019, as well as share some of the goals for 2020. We also were able to present all the 2019 Member of the Month. And it was really just a get-together of over, 100 of our members and in a social atmosphere to celebrate and enjoy the successes and really give, a lot of gratitude to the chamber members in general, because if it wasn't for them filling the house for us in terms of all of our events, Joyce and I could put on all these activities, but if no one shows up, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't help anyone grow, and it doesn't make anyone successful. So we do really appreciate when we have our members that come forth and sponsor these events, host our events, and then our chamber members actually show up and enjoy themselves. And there was so much excitement in that room. It was a great night. They all said to me, well, it's a good thing it wasn't as cold as last year. But if it was tonight, we'd be having a lot of snow. So, uh-huh. We always pick the right date.
Well, the Chamber of Commerce seems to do that time and time again. Yeah, this is a great time of year to really, not only to look ahead to the coming year, but really kind of look at the year just passed. I know the EDA yesterday had their semi-annual luncheon where they talked about all the investment in St. Clair County. The Chamber's had a good year. So we continue to have this forward momentum, don't we?
Yeah, we all have to work together to make it happen. It's not just one person, one organization, one business, but it's really a collective collaboration of all the entities coming together, whether it's business, whether it's organizations, whether it's government. And it's just about the people to make it happen. Because again, you can have all the great ideas and all the great goals, but if you don't have people to implement them and execute them, they go by the wayside.
Right.
And I think we have a great community here that we all work together. We're small enough that we can get things done, but big enough we can make a splash. And that's what we're all about, helping each other grow.
Coming up before too much longer, it'll be time for the State of the County address too, right?
Yeah, as we were celebrating the success of the annual meeting and all the great work that went into that, unfortunately on Friday I said to Joyce, State of the County is only 6 weeks away.
There's always something looming on the horizon.
There's always something with us. And she's like, we already have many sponsors for that. Our presenting sponsors, actually Eastern Michigan Bank. And we have a couple of other sponsors as well. Last year, we had close to 500 people there. It is all the movers and shakers in the county mm-hmm. that come to it. A lot of government officials, elected and appointed, come. And, we'll have actually, Carrie Hepton giving the address, as well as we're going to have a county panel, which will feature Mark Hackle, the executive out of Macomb, and Jeff Bohm. And then we have some special guests coming, but we haven't quite got their actual acceptance to do it. So it's kind of a, we put it out there as, you know, a special guest coming.
All right, good. And that the state of the county, you said about 6 weeks from now? When is that?
May 20th.
May 20th.
And it's at Alexander's Banquet Center in Marysville. Easy on, easy off. And people come from Macomb, St. Clair, Lapeer, Sanilac, because we're a player.
Yeah.
We're a player.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, worth being at. The Business After 5 mixer tomorrow, 5 to 7 p.m. Alexander's Fine Jewelers in Fort Gratiot. And people don't need tickets or reservations or anything like that, right?
Well, we like them to sign up ahead of time so that Hungry Howie's has a rough idea of how many heart-shaped pizzas they have to bring. Because it's all about the heart-shaped pizzas.
Absolutely. All right. So do that. Go to the Chamber of Commerce website for more details. Thanks so much for stopping by this morning. I always appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. Enjoy the sunshine.
All right. You as well. Thelma Castillo and Joyce Doyle with us on WPHM.